Hello and welcome to the Enjoy Church podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope this message empowers, equips, and helps you become everything God has called you to be. Enjoy the message.
Now, we're going to do something slightly different today. Typically, we swing now into the Word and someone's going to come and bring the whole Word. But today, I really wanted to do it differently. And the reason is, I think, you know, we've come through what I would consider to be the worst. Hopefully, it's the worst of the scenario that we find ourselves in. And we are beginning to look to the future. And as we're beginning to look to the future, I asked our executive team if they might all be able to bring just a portion, just a thought to the whole body of Enjoy Church, that together we might lean in together. And you might not only be encouraged by myself or Georgie or someone else, but you might be encouraged by us all. So today's going to be a little bit different. So hang on, get yourself ready. I want you to turn with me, if you will, as we go here today, to Joshua chapter 3, reading from verse 1. It says here, early the next morning, Joshua and all the Israelites left Acacia and arrived at the banks of the Jordan River, where they camped before crossing. 3 days later, the Israelite leaders went through the camp, giving these instructions to the people. When you see the Levitical priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, follow them. Since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. Stay about half a mile behind them, keeping a clear distance between you and the ark. Make sure you don't come any closer. Then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. I don't know about you, I love this passage. The reason I love this passage is because it has taken so long to get to this place where they're about to step over into the blessing and the promises of God. I believe that all this week and in the months to come, we are going to see the hand of God. We're going to see the Lord do great and mighty wonders amongst us. I have absolutely no doubt about it. I'm believing for a move of God, not just on planet Earth, but I'm believing for a move of God in your life, in your family's life, in your business, in Enjoy Church, wherever it is that we have our foot. I'm believing for a move of God. I'm believing for the Lord himself to do great wonders amongst us. But as we look at this passage, the thing that I can't help but note, and once again, here's another verse that we've looked at before. As we get ready now to step into the promised land, this seems to be the reality. The priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, which represents the presence of God, they were stepping down into the water first. They were to go first and they were to lead the way. And as they stepped out and they stepped in, the people of God were to follow along behind. I love the verse here where it says, since you have never traveled this way before, they will guide you. What I'd ask all of you at this time is to be leaning in to the church. Be leaning into your leadership. Be leaning into your location pastors. Be leaning into your department leaders. Look for their lead. Look for their guide. Because the truth is, none of us have ever been here before. None of us have ever come out of a pandemic like this where we're stepping into the future that God has got for us. So we're all stepping it out together. I want you to know there is real excitement amongst us as a church leadership team. There is real excitement because we believe that in the midst of it all, Jesus is going to be glorified and God is going to reveal things to us, and we're going to have the opportunity to embrace new ways and step into new places, do what we've never done before, walk where we've never been before. You heard me say at the end of last year, coming into this year, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has in store for them. I think together we're stepping into a brand new season of Enjoy Church, and I really believe that if we stay close, if you lean into us and we'll be leaning into the Lord and you lean into us, we can step this thing out together and we will be exactly where we're meant to be, exactly where when we're meant to be there. So enjoyers, can I encourage you, get ready now for the executive team, one after the other, after the other, after the other. They're going to come and they're going to encourage you, and then we're going to wind up at the end. But between here and there, I want you to open up your hearts and listen to what the executive team are going to bring your way. I believe they're going to bring the word of the Lord. So we're going to begin with Pastor Reverend Josh Brett, all the way from Enjoy Church Adelaide. God bless you. I'll see you at the other end.
Well, you know, as we start to see restrictions starting to ease, it's a very, very exciting time for the church as we think about all the different possibilities that could be in front of us. But, you know, as exciting as that is, I think the time that we're in right now and the time that we've been in could prove to be really strategic and a really important time for the future of the church. And I say that because I believe that churches grow larger in the good times, but they grow stronger in the tough times, in the difficult times. And we've certainly been in an unusual time, an uncertain time, and a difficult time as a society and also as a church, not being able to do things the way that we normally would. You know, I think of David, and the Amalekites have just ransacked his village. They've burnt everything to the ground. They've taken all the women and children. And it says there in 1 Samuel 30 and verse 5, somewhere around there, or verse 4 or 5, it says that David and his men wept until they had no power left to weep anymore. They were distraught. They were broken. David's own life was even on the line at this point as people raged against him with what had happened. And I think you can agree that for David and his men, these were unusual times. They were uncertain times. They were tough times that they found themselves in. And I'm really intrigued as to what did David do when he found himself in these tough times? Well, it says to us in this moment, right at that moment of feeling the way that he felt up against it, in 1 Samuel 30 and verse 6, it says, "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." What an incredible passage of scripture, just that one line. "But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." You see, right then, when things were tough, he strengthened himself in God. He cried out to God. He looked to God for his strength. He looked for his hope for the future he was going to find in God, and he looked to God. And then in verse 8, it goes on to say, "And David inquired of the Lord." So here we have him in tough, uncertain times, unusual times. He's up against it. And he first, what does he do? He strengthens himself. Then it says that he inquires of God. This is brilliant, because when times are tough, when they're uncertain, when the pressure is building and we don't know what's necessarily going to happen next, when fear is circling, what do? We strengthen ourselves. What a great time to strengthen ourselves in the Lord and to inquire of God, to say, "Okay, God, what are you saying to us right now?" And I believe this is a really strategic time for us as a church to strengthen, for us to actually say to God, "What is it that you want to say to us?" To inquire. You know, David could have easily fallen back to the things he knew. He had been victorious. He had been successful in battle. He had a great resume when it came to battle. But what does he do here? He strengthens himself in God and he inquires. And I believe for us right now at Enjoy Church, we have a great opportunity to strengthen as a church, to really inquire of God about what he wants to do next. I believe great things are ahead of us, and now's a time for us to strengthen and to inquire. And that's what I'm excited about. You know, I think of this picture of building a house. And when you build a house, there's a concrete slab that goes down. It's not that exciting. It's a big slab of concrete. But here's something that I do know about that slab of concrete. Once it's poured, it's known to take 28 days for that concrete to cure. So it takes 4 weeks, 28 days for that concrete to be in a position where you can build on it, where it is strong enough to take what's going to happen next. I just wonder, in this season, there's a foundation, a fresh foundation that God is pouring into us. And as that cures and as that strengthens, we get ready for the building phase. We get ready for the abundance of what's going to happen next. God is building us. And I believe we're going to come into that season where we're going to see things go forward, where they're going to progress, where there's going to be great new opportunities for us. But before we come to that abundance of building, we strengthen. And so I want to encourage us as a church right now to be excited about the times we're in. We've got great days ahead of us, but right now, let's get excited to strengthen. Strengthen our relationship with God, strengthen our relationships with each other, strengthening of our relationship with our church, with our local church at Enjoy, and really just see God do something in us and through us in this time and get ready for the abundance that's going to come. So that's what I'm excited about, because before there's abundance, there's always a strengthening.
Hey there, Enjoyers. I hope you're doing really well today. I love the thought about a season of strengthening preceding a season of abundance. I don't know about you, but it's felt like a season, a long season, since we were last able to meet across all our locations in our buildings. For those counting, it's been about 63 days, 9 weeks, 2 months, about 1,512 hours or 90,720 minutes. But I do remember the word that was spoken on that Sunday, and that was, "The righteous shall live by faith." What a call to action. You see, church, I believe it when the Bible says that God is sovereign. That means He's over everything. And it's been a season of strengthening of our faith. Pastor Shane keeps saying it over and over again. We are in lockdown, but we are not in shutdown.
in what seems like a season that the church has been pulled back away from the goals that God set before us, in a season where there seems to be a gap between the promises and the apparent reality, I believe that God will use this tension like an archer pulling back his arrows, ready to shoot further and harder and truer and with more power than ever before. I keep getting that picture in my head from every single Robin Hood movie ever made, where Robin shoots the arrow and it doesn't just hit the bullseye in the middle of the target, but it splits through the old arrow that used to be the goal, that used to be the measure of accuracy and the measure of excellence. In James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, in the Amplified, it says, "Consider it nothing but joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you fall into various trials. Be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let endurance have its perfect result and do a thorough work, so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith, lacking in nothing." Lacking in nothing speaks of abundance, church, and I'm excited about a season of abundance before us, where innovation, collaboration, creativity, strength in our relationships, and love for God and one another is stronger than ever. This season has shown that we can be more connected than ever, not just in our locations, but across all of Enjoy. So as the restrictions ease, keep stepping out in faith, keep innovating, keep creating new ways to strengthen our relationships with one another. I'm excited for this season of abundance that's coming your way, that's coming our church's way, and it's coming towards the communities God has placed us in. God bless and have a great day.
Hey everyone, Martin here from the Hobart location. I just want to say it's so good to be with you in church today. You know, as Pastor Shane's been speaking about stepping into something new, the one thing that's really been, there's been many things, but the one thing that's been, I guess, mostly impressing me, I'm being impressed on my heart, and I guess it's really stirring me and getting me really excited, is the word acceleration. You know, I really believe that God wants to bring acceleration into your life. And this season that we're all going through, that we're all in, is actually a perfect opportunity for God to bring growth and God to bring acceleration into your life. The reason being is because if we all want growth, there's actually an equation of growth, and it's actually pain plus change. Change plus pain, that's the equation to growth. And we all want to grow. We all want to accelerate. But the question is, do we all want to go through change and pain? It's something we've all gone through in this scenario, in this time. You know, whether it's your, you know, now teaching kids from home, while you're trying to have a full-time job and still run a household or stay connected with friends and, you know, not being able to necessarily stay connected as you want to. But the truth is, we've all gone through that. We're all dealing with that. But what this situation has done, it's actually maybe exposed some cracks. It's exposed some gaps. It's exposed some things that maybe you know you need to work on. You see, I'm actually a plumber by trade, and here you go, the toilet seat to prove that I'm actually a plumber by trade. And when it comes to plumbing and running water pipes or gas pipes, whether it's you're running new pipes or cutting into existing pipes, well, after you finish a job, there's something that you need to do called a pressure test. And what a pressure test does is it exposes cracks. It exposes your workmanship and how good or how bad your workmanship is. It exposes if maybe any joints haven't been joined properly or any cracks. As I believe this season, this time has been a time of tension and pressure and seeing whatever cracks there may be. But that's okay, because what if you can see the crack, if you can see the join that maybe hasn't been joined properly, maybe it's your thinking, maybe it's relationally, maybe it's in your ministry life, maybe it's in your business, maybe it's in your workplace, whatever it might be, that's actually not the point. The point is, if you see the crack, you're able to address the issue. And when you address the issue, what you're actually doing is you're dealing with a flow problem. If you're dealing with a flow problem, maybe it's a communication problem between you and your spouse. Maybe it's a work issue. Maybe you're dealing with a flow issue at work or a flow issue, maybe even between you and God and what God wants to do in your life. And so I do believe as we deal with those issues, as we deal with those cracks, as we deal with those problems, what we're doing as we deal with that stuff, We are dealing with the cracks, We're dealing with the joins that haven't been joined properly. And what we're doing, we're allowing things to flow better. And you know, when things flow better in your life and you get a greater rhythm in life, guess what happens? Acceleration. And that's what I'm believing for you and for your family and for your ministry, for your business, whatever God has given you. I really do believe as you apply yourself, as you address the issue, guess what? Acceleration is going to happen. Church, God bless you. We'll see you all real soon.
Hey, enjoyers. In the last few days, if you've been able to visit someone or had someone visit you, you would be reminded afresh of how good it is for your soul and how much you've missed seeing family and friends in the flesh. You know, and as hard as it has been to be confined and physically apart, it's really a time where it's given great clarity of how we've built and how what has been built into our lives. In fact, it's been a great revealer of the foundations and structure of our life. Because as busyness and distraction has been stripped away, I don't know about you, but it's made me aware afresh of the things that are of eternal importance in our lives. And I'm reminded of Nehemiah and his heart to build. You know, in his time of hardship, he wasn't concerned with his comfort or self-preservation, but he was looking outward to his people, to God's people, and to his city. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 18, he says, "And I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' Then they set their hands to this good work." You know, enjoyers, just like Nehemiah, we too are about a good work. In fact, it's a great work. God's hand has been good upon us. And I want to remind you today that what we are building is not a natural building, but it's an eternal work and it's an eternal build. And you and I together are to set our hands to this good work before us. You know, if this time has revealed that your foundations in God are not strong, or maybe not as strong as they could have been, and your structure and supports, maybe they've been in the wrong places and in the wrong things, then let this time be a time of resetting for you. And rise up and start to build your foundation strong. Build your structure and supports in the right things. You know, and the way we do this, the way we build is just like Nehemiah did and the people of God, with a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. The sword, that is the Word of God. That is prayer. That is the Holy Spirit working in and through us. And the trowel is really the practical demonstration of our faith and our obedience in God. So let us, enjoyers, rise up in faith and build. Let's strengthen our relationships. Let's strengthen our connections, not only to each other, but to those who may be on the fringes of church, maybe those who are vulnerable, and those who don't yet know God. Enjoyers, we love you. We're praying for you, and we look forward to continuing to build God's house together with you. Be blessed.
How are you, church? I'm hoping that you are doing awesome. I want to read today out of Joshua 1:3, where it says, "I promised you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you." I believe, church, that as we keep moving through the stages of this pandemic, I think we're stepping into what I term the possession phase like we've never seen it before. We are possessing the things that God has for us, like the 30 locations by 2030, 3,000 leaders, also the righteous desires and dreams that he's placed in our lives. We're going to possess the land that is before us. To possess, I see us becoming a people that are joined together like the Israelites were, all the more, each one of us going all in like never before. As the Israelites, you know the story, the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and the half tribe of Manasseh possessed the land. When they possessed the land, there was more land, so they joined together with the other Israelites, and they possessed all the land that God had for them. There's a mantle, there's a call on us, church, that is unique, that is so powerful, and together we're going to possess the land that God has for us. We're going to possess his promises. To possess, I see us continuing to develop our gifts and talents and also our newfound strategies. When Joshua was there in front of Jericho, God gave him a strange strategy, a new strategy. I think ISO has unearthed a lot of new gifts and talents talents in each of us. It's unearthed a new way to do church. And by developing and continuing to develop these gifts and these talents, I really believe that God has enlarged our weaponry so we can possess the land that He has for us. And then to possess, I see us rising in strength and courage. Repeatedly, God says to Joshua, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. When the two spies came back and they spied out the land, they weren't intimidated by the obstacles. Instead, they were standing strong and courageous, possession firmly etched into their hearts and into their minds. In the same way, I believe that this crisis has drawn us closer to Jesus. So our heart beats for what His heart beats for, which is people. And I think that as we come through this in strength and we come through this in courage, we're going to possess the land, our communities, our workplaces, our schools, our suburbs, our cities, our towns, and the nations of the world that God is calling us to. Amen. God has said to us, I have given it to you. So let's rise in boldness. Let's rise in strength. Let's rise in courage and let the good news of God emanate from us and touch people's lives with how God has touched us. Pastor Shane said a couple of weeks ago, we're in lockdown, but we're not in shutdown. Well, now we're coming out of lockdown. We've never been shut down. We're just getting ready to land a touchdown. Amen. God said, wherever you set your foot, you will be on the land I have given you. Our future is wonderful, church. Let's possess the land He has given us. God bless you.
Hey, enjoyers, in this period of isolation, I've been personally stretched in a number of areas, but I would say none more than my knowledge of online technology. Can anyone else out there relate? Our lives have essentially been lived 24/7 in front of a screen. When it comes to our church family, I don't know about you, but I am so grateful for the countless hours our teams have worked over the last few weeks to provide such great online forums. So much work has been done, but this has not been work without purpose. Our teams have worked hard to provide these online forums to protect and maintain one of our most important values, that being relationship. I love how our church defines this value. There is nothing that God wouldn't give to ensure strength of relationship with His people. And that's how He wants us to be and His house to be founded and built, upon relationships. This is essentially why we've been encouraging you towards online services, our virtual friendship groups, and a variety of other opportunities. It's actually crazy that in this season, we have actually grown in size. We have still been able to meet with our old friends, but I love that we've actually been able to connect with new friends. Look at what's happening in our city location with Pastor Rio and Emily. I love what's happening in the nation of Cambodia as well. Church, we can't claim the core value of relationship as being an enjoy idea, because actually it's a God idea. Genesis 2:18 says, then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Year after year, season after season, relationship has proven to be one of God's most important building blocks. And because it remains one of His, it will always be one of ours. I do actually wonder if social isolation actually began well before COVID. I think before COVID, there was an even larger epidemic brewing. That's called loneliness. I think COVID really only exposed how relationally poor and lonely so many people in our community actually are. Psalm 68:6 says, God places the lonely in family. He sets the prisoners free and gives them joy. I love our church family so much because time and time again, the lonely are finding family. We are not a relationally poor church. Enjoyers, we are relationally rich because you and I have become family. Because of this, it is today that I want to encourage you with everything in me to begin coming out from your screens. As we enter this next season, we don't need more FaceTime or screen time. We need more real time with each other. Five extra people, I'm going to take that. I feel like a prisoner being set free. As the restrictions are eased over the next weeks and months, let's not for 1 minute think we're going back, because we're going forward. We'll take what we've learned and we'll carry that into the new season. But what we embrace will never replace the incredible value of face-to-face time connection. God bless, church. Have a great week.
Hey, church. Well, it's so good to see you online today. I hope you're really enjoying the word as it's coming to you from all different aspects and all different perspectives. I just really want to encourage you today with this passage in Psalm 68, verse 7 to 12. It says, "O God, when you led your people out from Egypt," maybe out from COVID-19, "when you marched through the dry wasteland of isolation, the earth trembled and the heavens poured down rain before you, God of Sinai, the God of Israel. You sent abundant rain, O God, to refresh the weary land. There your people finally settled, and with a bountiful harvest, O God, you provided for your needy people. The Lord gives the word and a great army brings the good news. Enemy kings and their armies flee while the women of Israel divide the plunder." It's a great picture of how God, the blessing that comes as God takes us out from the place of restriction into the place of the promise, into the place of freedom, into the place of newness, which is awesome. So I think it's an encouraging word for all of us, but especially I want to encourage the girls today. I love that last verse, verse 12, where it says, "The enemy kings and their armies flee while the women of Israel divide the plunder." The women of God get the opportunity to bring the best, to bring the things that come as a result of a victory. What a wonderful thing that God is allowing us to do, to be those that disperse and dispense the good things that come from victory. But I also love verse 11, the verse before it, where it says, "The Lord God gives a word and a great army brings the good news." You know, if you read this verse in the Amplified Bible, it says it this way. It says, "The Lord gives the word of power, and the women who bear and publish the good news are a great host." The women who bear and publish the news are a great host. What an incredible thing. You know, I actually, when I see something in one translation that's not in others, I always like to check it up. And I had a look at this. Eliot's contemporary commentary, and it says that the original Hebrew words actually support this verse written this way. It supports this version because it understands that in the day of the Old Testament, it was the women who were given the honor to go forth and share the good news of victory. And so really, I just want to challenge you today and stir you to think, how are you using your mouth? How are you using your words as we're coming forth? Are you still in the place of fear, or are you deciding that you're going to declare the freedom, you're going to declare the goodness of God? I want to encourage you to decide that you're going to use your mouth to declare the victory, to declare freedom, to declare security and hope and peace to your family and to those that are around about you. God wants to use you to be the great blessing, to bear the good news. So today, church, as you're hearing this, decide today that you're going to be the one who is going to bear the good news. You're not going to carry the old things. You're not going to carry the old ways, but instead you're going to bear good news. You're going to declare the freedoms and the good things that God's got ahead of us, and you're going to bring peace and joy wherever you go. Church, I encourage you to grab a hold of this word today as we're stepping out into a new day. It's a good day. So bless you. We'll see you real soon.
Wow, I don't know about you, but I am amazed to hear from all of those leaders, to hear from all the different perspectives and the excitement and the enthusiasm. I just want to encourage you, if you have the opportunity to send out a message to them on social media, I'd encourage you to do that. Just say thank you if you're encouraged by that word. You know, one thing I'm very aware of is we are all in a very unique season. Maybe there's people that are watching online today and you've never given your life to Christ. You're hearing us talk about coming out. You're hearing us talk about all the different angles from a faith perspective, but in your heart of hearts, you're like, "I'm not connected to where your faith is connected." Friends, I want to encourage you today. Jesus is the answer. It's all about Jesus. It's all about a relationship with God. Everything we've been talking about today, our hope for the future, it all rests in the knowledge that we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So if you're watching online today and you are not connected to Jesus Christ, you don't know that He's your Lord and Savior, can I encourage you right here, right now, make a decision for Jesus. Make a decision for Christ. I want to encourage you. This is what the Bible says. The Bible tells us really clearly that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That means all of humanity. That's not just like that group or that group. No, no, this is all of us. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us clearly that the wages for that sin is death, but the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. So right here, right now, I want to encourage you just to take a moment to consider where you're at with God. I want to encourage you, take a moment. Are you right with God? Or have you given your life to Christ? Or do you today need to make a decision? I want to give my life to Jesus. I love the fact that the free gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is there for every person. So today, if you're watching online and you're leaning in and you're like, I wish I had a faith that would save me. I wish I had a faith, a knowledge of Christ. I wish I had an understanding that I know God and God knows me. Friends, it begins with a simple step. You just got to give your life to Christ. It's really that simple. So what I want to do right now, on the bottom right-hand side of our online platform, there's a little hand. If you want to give your life to Jesus today, I want to encourage you to hit that hand. For everybody else that's watching on our Facebook page or one of our pages or rooms there, can I encourage you, if you want to give your life to Jesus today, just write, I want to give my life to Jesus.